This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Launching into the third hour of the program, you can join us right here and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So for those of you just tuning in, we're going to go right into your phone calls, but I just want to bring you up to speed if you're just tuning in. We are talking about child-free marriages. Now, of course, you can bring up anything that you want, but that is where the bulk of our callers have been coming from tonight as far as wanting to talk about whether they have children in a marriage or their opinions about people who have child-free marriages. We're going through a list of...
Because it does seem like people who... when they run across somebody who's married and doesn't have kids, feel free in many ways to share regarding that. And I can imagine if you're in this relative minority, I would presume, of mm-hmm. people who are married for a long time
yep.
and don't have kids and are doing it because you don't want to have kids, that, you know, people just kind of wonder when they see these things. I get it. I wonder. But I don't want to have conversations about, my friend's fertility or any of these things. So I don't ask those kind of questions.
The story is from Today.com by Ann Roderick Jones. 11 Things I Wish You Knew About My Child-Free Marriage. We are on number 5. We'll get back into the list coming up in moments. But first, let's go to the phones, to the fun, where Michael is on the line, listening in Alabama. Michael, are you calling from Anniston tonight?
I am.
All right, so you're listening to WDNG. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I think that when I see two people married and without kids, that they're making a responsible decision, because a lot more people should actually take into account the world population. It's a fairly simple mathematical equation that says if the world population of humanity continues to grow,
it does.
We'll eventually run out of stuff.
Well, the fact
but
is...
Where's the cap? Because this is the thing. People, you can't get anybody to agree what the number of humans is the right number. Sort of a maximum number of humans is the right number. You know, some people say it's half a billion. Some people say it's 20 billion. And there's numbers all in between.
There's what, about 8 right now?
Yeah, going on 8.
Well, see... the thing is, you could never really, with certainty, say this is where the cap is, this is where it's going to go bad. But, it's going to go bad because it has to. Eventually, there's going to be more people than there is food to feed those people, or more people than there is drinking water, which is more immediate concern.
So here's the thing. You're coming at this from, let's call it a lack mentality. You believe that everything is finite and...
Well, water's finite.
Limited. Certainly water is finite, but I don't know if you've noticed there are big oceans full of it out there. There's a whole lot of land available. There's 8 billion people on the planet, and that seems like a lot of people. But when you actually look at the amount of just wide open space, just here in the United States alone, it's tremendous.
I've been through Montana, pushed the seek button on the FM dial, and got nothing.
It's tremendous. There's a lot of space left for people to expand to if, the populations continue to increase. And you also have to think about innovations like, building upwards. So I'm only including when I say there's a lot of space, just like one story. You start adding stories to that, to those stories, and then you get, places like New York City where there's 15 million people or whatever, and or however many, 8 million, and then a bunch of people come in during the day to work. But, there's not a whole lot of space in New York City, but they managed to fit all those people in there because they built up. So you factor in all the open space, then you factor in the fact that you can build up if you need to, and you can also add that factor into, let's say, growing food, because you can grow vertically as well, and that's a way to increase the yield on farming and things like that. So
I read somewhere you could give everybody a 1,000-square-foot apartment in an apartment building the size of Connecticut, and the whole world would fit there.
Yeah. So, I mean, the overpopulation thing is really way overblown as far as people's fears about that is concerned.
We stopped worrying about that in the 70s.
Well, it's an issue because, I mean, you've got plenty of space, sure, but it's just like, think of the earth as like a big cage, and everybody's in this one cage, and in this cage, you've got food, water, oil, and the other things that people have come to rely on for convenience.
Mm-hmm.
As far as oil, a few websites I've researched, I can't get the number quite clearly, but it's in between 20 and 30 million barrels of oil used a day in the United States alone.
Sure, but you do remember that there was a point in the past where people didn't use oil at all, and now they do.
Sure.
And there's other forms of being able to make energy than just burning oil. So, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, and if it comes to the point where we're running out of oil or whatever, then, you know, guess what? People are going to come up with alternatives. They're going to come up with more
efficient... They have a great alternative, which is nuclear power, but everybody's scared to death of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, so there are different options out there, and that's what my point is. Humans are incredibly inventive creatures, and we manage to create new wealth, new ideas from existing things and wealth that we have that people have never thought of before. So even though you, sitting here in 2017, can't necessarily envision a world with more than however many billion people, you know, you pick your number, that doesn't mean that that's impossible. And I thank you for the call tonight, Michael. I appreciate hearing from you. Because ultimately, if there are these problems that, you know, come eventually, and what he's talking about, this cage that somehow is going to get full up of people, we're nowhere even near close to that. Not even close. So, I mean, this isn't something that we're going to have to grapple with for a long time.
As people move from agrarian cultures to more city dwellers, they have fewer kids.
That's another factor.
Out on a farm, kids are of value because they can be put to work,
right,
you know, on the crops. But when they're not, then they're a liability. And that's why you see Americans,
with two or less kids per marriage.
Americans,
right,
that are less than two, or more than two generations immigrants, they'll be having far fewer children.
Two or fewer. What's the average for a family these days? It used to be 2.4, right? Is it... is it lower than that?
Sure, but those numbers are being driven up by people who are first and zero generation immigrants. So if you come here, the chances are good that you're going to have more kids than if you your grandparents were born here.
I see,
and that's just, you know, it's the difference is that children are a liability in this culture.
Right, you've had one, and you're stopping at one. You and your wife.
Yep, all done.
And I have zero, not interested in having any. I think you're right, Mark, that the more wealthy an economy becomes, the fewer kids they tend to have.
Apparently, Donald Trump is an outlier on this.
All right, so you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's continue here. You can take control of the airwaves. We got John. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you guys today?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you know, we were talking about the kids. I like kids, but kids absolutely love me. I'm like, I'm a Pied Piper for kids, but I don't have any kids.
Okay.
The thing is, I don't know if you guys, have you seen the movie Idiocracy?
Yes, yeah. Love that movie.
I consider it a gift from God.
Sorry, I've got an IQ of about 150.
Yeah,
and I have no kids because I haven't been able to find a woman smart enough for me to want to have kids with, and I'm 55
now.
So, I've had a lot of girlfriends, but a lot of them have been kind of dumb. Now, like in the Idiocracy, they had the couple that had the high IQs and multiple degrees, and they didn't have any kids. And the next, on the other side of the screen, was the trailer park living,
right,
stupid guy with like nine kids, and he has a couple. couple more kids with the people next, with the girl next door, and then the kids start having kids, and
right,
500
right.
years later, you know, we elect a porn star ex-wrestler for president, and then they got to put Gatorade on the plants.
Middle name is Mountain
Dew. We're pretty close to that right now with the current situation.
I feel like, you know, one or two more elections we're in. Yeah,
President Camacho.
Really, one of the problems here is that as a, you know, like let's presume what you say is true about your IQ. You could call in and give any number you wanted, but let's go ahead and presume it's true. Like, it's your job, genetically speaking, to, you know, spread genetic material, we'll call it. But, you know, the United States legal system makes you responsible for every kid you have. I mean, who's going to want to take care of all them?
855-450-FREE. Thank you, John. Great call.
What's
appreciate
the result?
It.
Dumb kids.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype in here at Skype username, lrn.fm. And you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Now, if you would like to help build a better financial system for everyone, you really ought to join Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out more about that. As we go to your calls and thoughts, let's talk to Mike. He's in Alabama, listening in Mobile to WAVH. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, sir. I had a comment over to a couple that got mad because some couples did not have kids.
Yeah.
I kind of disagree with that because there's some couples that shouldn't have kids.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I'd say the vast majority of people are unqualified for children, but, you know. Nobody cares what I think.
I'm a security guard and also a volunteer firefighter. I've seen many of them that should not have kids.
Yeah, and most of them are driving down the road texting.
Upset about.
Yeah, driving and texting is not going to result in successfully raising a family because you're probably going to end up dead at some point after that.
More than likely.
Yeah. So, Mike, is it the intelligence of these people that is making you say they shouldn't have kids?
Well, not really the intelligent. A lot of people, you know, they have to make up their own mind whether they should or shouldn't, okay? Mm-hmm. Having a family is not for everybody.
Right.
But I'm referring to intelligence on them couples that's got kids that shouldn't.
Mike, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I like to define intelligence as Forrest Gump's mother did. Stupid is as stupid does. Mm. Right? Like, you know, If you keep on doing the same thing and getting poor results, perhaps stopping doing that thing would be the intelligent thing to do. And as a volunteer firefighter myself, I've seen some dumb things. Now, everybody makes mistakes, but, you know, if heroin's resulted in your heart stopping once, twice, maybe it's just time to give it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
You're going to give up on heroin or you're going to give up on life. Pick one.
Let's go to Steve. He's in Atlantic City listening to WPG. Hello, Steve.
Yeah, hi. We're talking about overpopulation and everything.
Sure.
Well, a lot of the civilized world, Western civilization, bought into the zero population thing. But the thing is, nobody's taken into consideration that people are dying every minute of every day for various reasons. Just name a few. Cancer, suicide, violence, famine, heroin addiction. Okay, nobody's taking those numbers into consideration. They're dying off, so it's compensating for people that are being born.
Well, the population
it's
continues
still growing
to go up.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no doubt.
They're dying, and nobody's mentioning it. They talk like no one is passing away.
Well, but okay, but in the aggregate, there are more people being born than are dying, right?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah.
But eventually it'll level off.
I think it will, too. The, you know, experts seem to think that it's going to level off somewhere between, like, 12 billion to 15 billion, somewhere in there. Those numbers, they're a lot more than we have today, somewhere in the neighborhood of double.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still manageable, especially with...
Number.
What's that?
Nobody's even counting that number. They're not saying, you know, these many people are dying off, and people are being born. They're not... You're going, we're going to overpopulate. You won't. People didn't stop dying.
I appreciate the call tonight, Steve. Yeah. Thank you for making it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I'm pretty sure they calculate the death rates into population
growth. Yeah, the population's growing. There's no doubt. If I was 2 feet long when I was 2 years old, and 4 feet long when I was 10 years old, and 6 feet long when I was 18 years old, you might come to the conclusion that by the time I reach 26, that I will then be 10 feet tall.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. But no, that isn't what happened.
Right. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. You can Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Going on with the list of 11 things that this lady in a child-free marriage wants you to know about it. Number five, we didn't really finish this one, Mark. We are a family. She says she was having a good time at a wedding when a woman asked her, "Don't you want a family?" And she says she was hurt by this. She has a family with her mother and brothers and grandmother and aunts and cousins, and her friends are like a family. But most importantly, she says, the life I've built with my husband and the happy marriage, along with our sweet animals, feels like a family to us.
We have fur babies.
Now, why are you making fun of people that have animals, Mark? That's not very nice.
I have an animal, too.
Yeah.
I just don't walk it around in a baby carriage. Okay? Like, you know, there's a difference.
No, I don't think everybody that has, you know, just animals puts it in a baby carriage.
No, I don't.
I've never done that with Jazzy.
Absolutely don't. But there's a certain classification of people, and most of those people are going to be women, that, you know, treat their animal as though it is a baby.
Mm.
Right? And there's, you know, two types. The type that
ex-girlfriend does that, yeah.
Right. The type that isn't, you know, doesn't have kids for whatever reason, and is using the dog as a way to, you know, have a baby or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a baby they don't have to take as much care of, and empty nesters.
Okay.
You know, and either way, it's fine by me if that's what you want to do, but it does look a little trite, you know.
Trite, as in
worn out, done before.
Yeah, but I don't think that people, when they have babies, they don't think about whether it's been done before. It's just something that they want to do. And same thing with people that have animals. I mean, they don't, you know, really concern themselves. It's, even though other people have had animals or have had babies, this is their experience, and they get to do it the way they want to. I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, if somebody wants to have themselves an animal instead of a baby, to me there's some similarities between the two.
Oh, I agree. There's a great deal of similarities, there's no doubt. Maybe as a parent, I just wish I had a little more time to myself, and I'm thinking, look, if you want to take care of my kid the way you're taking care of that dog, by God, go ahead.
Let's continue here. We've got Ben, and he's in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Ben.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
We're going to talk about the population. Somebody was afraid about too many people.
Somebody had called in about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I said it was actually very personal, whoever was, how many children. But compared to Americans having more children and say it will be too many children in the world, they have nothing to do with it. We live in a totally different world than the developing countries where they basically don't have enough production of food, and they're making children a lot faster, younger.
Well, that's going to take care of itself. I mean, if there's not enough food in one place and people keep having babies, then they're going to starve. Thank you, Ben, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, join us here. Bring up anything you want. Live Saturday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. Mark, give our listeners an update. Many of them are listening on Saturday night here as we're live. They don't get the show during the week. They might not have heard the latest on what's going on with hope.freetalklive.com, the project that our listeners are helping make happen to build an orphanage in Uganda.
Right. We're building an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda. We, Free Talk Live, you, the listeners, because we consider you to be Free Talk Live, because you can call in and talk freely if you'd like. And, right now we're getting donations, match donations from both getcell401.com and jax.io. So these are two apps out there, and you can use them in one case to store your cryptocurrencies, in the other case to let your families and friends know if you're having some kind of emergency and they need to report. It's great.
Yeah.
And what they want to, they believe in this project, and so many people have donated at this point. I think we've put
really?
$13,000
wow.
towards this project. We need about 25 total. Okay. The next phase.
Halfway there.
Yep. The next phase is $3,000, and I'm two-thirds of the way on that one, so I got about $2,000 left to raise for the next phase to put the roof on the orphanage.
So if you could put $10 toward this, then the matchers will kick in another $20. You get $10 right. turns into $30.
Right, $10 into $30, $50 into $150,
yeah.
$100 into $300.
That's huge.
You're not going to get this kind of... for your donation dollar isn't going to go this far for many projects.
No way.
And
Most organizations, you know, it's a real score if they can get one matcher.
Right.
But two?
And it's not my goal wow. here to take care of these orphans for the rest of their lives or anything like that.
Okay.
We're building an orphanage. They're going to put together a garden. They're going to be able to sell their vegetables in town and make money on them. This
Great.
Is intended to just
little entrepreneurs. That's good.
Yep. Have the kids have a bed to sleep on. They're currently sleeping on the floor in a large room without electricity in it, head to toe. When one of them's got to go pee in the middle of the night, they got to get up and disturb their friends, and it's got to be terrible sleeping in there. So I want them to have their own bed, their own footlocker, you know, a place to wash their face and go to school, and that's what they're going to have here in short order. We'll be able to get this done probably in six more months to get this completed. If you go to hope.freetalklive.com now and donate whatever's good for you, if you're grateful for your life, where you are, and how good things are for you, and you're glad you're not some parentless child in Uganda that sleeps on a dirt floor with no electricity, maybe you should give a little. Hope.freetalklive.com.
Back to the story here from today.com. We'll take your calls about whatever you want as well. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're on the list of 11 things that one lady wants you to know about her child-free marriage. Why does she want you to know it? Because she encounters some rough times in conversations with folks and doesn't really feel too comfortable having to, you know, explain to them why they don't have children because she's felt, let's say, less than friendly responses from some folks, it seems like. So this is a way for her to express how she feels and maybe inform some people who otherwise don't understand why somebody wouldn't want children in a marriage. She says number six here on the list of 11 things. I don't understand why people question us so frequently. I am constantly amazed at how often people ask if we're having children or have made comments about infertility. Frankly, I'm curious why people care. We've not had to deal with the overwhelming struggle of infertility, but so many of our friends have, and when you ask someone about their family planning, it can be heartbreaking. Whether you're asking a single person, married couple, or family with one child, it's likely best to wait for personal information to be offered instead of prying. It seems like good advice.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good advice.
Number seven, she says, I have so much respect for parents. Child rearing seems so hard. Your job is so much harder than what I do. I was 8 when my youngest brother was born, and I helped to raise him. I've babysat my own siblings and taken care of my parents. I was also a nanny. Whew, she says, your job is so tough, and while I'm sure you get highs that I'll never know, I respect how much work it takes to be a parent.
Yeah, I've always found this to be the way that they talk down to women, especially in this realm. As far as I'm concerned, if you've babysat, if you've taken care of a younger sibling, if you've done nannying work,
mm-hmm.
you understand to some extent what it's like to have a kid.
24/7.
Right. You get an inkling of this idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of parents will say things like, well, you'll never know. Well, you know, your struggle isn't that unusual. Having a kid is about the most ordinary thing
yeah.
that you can do except breathe. And, you know, like, I don't have, again, I hold no grudges against people running around without kids. I don't tend to get into their business. I do kind of wonder why one would want to be married, particularly, and especially, you know, not have kids. But, you know, it's just a wonder.
We already had that conversation earlier, but for those just tuning in, my opinion is commitment. And people seem to value that beyond just children. Number eight, she says, you won't be able to talk us into it, so please stop trying. I have parent friends and family who understand our choice not to have children, but we've also had just as many try to talk us into it, from telling us, you'd be such good parents, to, you'll never love anyone like your own child. I know.
I think both of those statements can be true. And sharing those statements isn't necessarily trying to talk you into it. Okay? Like, staying with it, commenting that somebody would be a good parent, Ian, you would be a great parent.
No, I don't really enjoy kids.
You're fine with kids, and you would enjoy your own.
No.
But I'm not trying to convince you to have kids, because I don't think you should have them unless you want to have them.
I mean, I'll take the compliment. You know, I'll take the compliment, thanks, but I don't think it's true at all. I mean, I deal with kids when I have to, you know, but I don't enjoy it.
Yeah, you love your dog, and taking...
She's not a kid.
Well, what's the difference?
She doesn't talk back.
Oh, so, you know, once somebody has an opinion?
She, you know, does what I tell her to do, and she's a good girl about it. So you don't have any problems like you have with kids, with the dog. Anyway, let's go on here. She says, I know people mean well, but I'd never try to talk someone into having children. I think there's room for us to each be happy in our own decisions. She would never try to talk someone into not having children. She says, plus you'll always have someone to babysit. Number 9, it's not us against you.
Indeed.
I'm frustrated by the parent versus non-parent dialogue that's created by society, and many of us continue to foster.
And many non-parents.
I'm not going to pretend that parenting doesn't set you apart from a non-parent. You've birthed a child, and I haven't. But there's plenty that we can offer each other, from career advice to grief support to lifelong friendships that celebrates our differences and lifts each other up. Yeah, not everybody has to be the same. I mean, just because somebody doesn't want to child doesn't mean they're not valuable to the world or valuable in a friendship or family or whatever. If everybody was the same, the world would be boring.
Well, what will often happen is two things. People are natural salespeople. I know people want to hear this because they consider sales to be a terrible thing, but people are naturally sellers. And what
you're always selling yourself.
Well, they're selling the things that are important to them.
Yeah.
Right? So if kids are important to you, you're going to be talking about them. You're going to be, you know, enjoying the fact that you have kids, and you're going to think that, wow, your life could be better if you had kids because my life is great and I have kids. So why wouldn't you want that? Mm. So all they're trying to do is give you what they've got that's great. That's side one. The other side is the people that are miserable and, you know, want to make the world make sense by everybody having made the same mistakes they made or whatever. And, you know, neither one of these is going to be really good people to necessarily take advice from in this arena. You've got to decide whether you want to have kids and then go about that.
Number 10, our lives aren't perfect. She writes, yes, we travel and go to a lot of movies and do whatever it is people who don't have children do. Our Paris photos are your child's first day of school pics, and I think that should be okay. But in everyday life, there are fewer Instagrammable moments for all of us, right? My freelance writing career resembles something closer to a hot mess of pajamas and unshaven legs than Carrie Bradshaw, and we've been through plenty of life lows. I won't pretend that being child-free is the ideal life. It's just ideal for us. And there's one more coming up here on the list of 11 things. We'll also take your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from. from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments, which are right now on this live Saturday
edition. These are the remaining moments.
But if you don't get in tonight, no worries. We've got another show 21 hours away at 7 p.m. Eastern time. 7 to 10 Eastern are our live hours. So even if you're not hearing the show live, because a number of our radio stations do what they call delayed broadcast in the business, you might be hearing us later on, you can still participate in the show. You just have to remember to call in during our live hours, and you can, as always, bring up anything that you want. So join us Sunday through Sunday. We're here 7 days a week. And if you don't get us on your local radio station all seven nights, you can call them and ask real nicely, talk to the program director, tell them you like Free Talk Live and you appreciate them airing it, and ask them for some more of it. Because, again, we do this show seven nights a week, 3 hours a night, so it's 21 hours of live radio content per week for you if you get it. And if you don't get it on your radio station, you can always get it online over at freetalklive.com. You can download the podcast. You can download archives individually. You can stream it live. It's up to you how you listen. There are a variety of options. And there's also our YouTube channel, which we mentioned earlier. So head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you there. And by the way, I do want to mention our Patreon. We talked about the AMP program earlier, which is a way for you to get behind Free Talk Live. But you were talking about Africa. There's this project at hope.freetalklive.com in Uganda. And we happen to have a satellite over Africa as well. We don't own the satellite. We have a little channel on that satellite called lrn.fm that features Free Talk Live. It also features dozens of other great libertarian, liberty-oriented radio programs, podcasts, things like that, 24/7, basically pro-liberty content 24/7. And it's been around, LRN's been around since 2009, and we launched our first satellite channel in 2010, and then our African channel in 2012. So the African channel's actually been around for about 5 years now, And this is a way for you to get behind our satellite broadcasting specifically. We used to include it in the AMP program, and this year we broke it away as its own fundraiser. And so thank you to everybody who's contributed to the Patreon so far. What you can do is go to fund. Or was it fund? You can go to, I've spaced on what it is. I think it's fund.lrn.fm. And that'll allow you to donate to the Patreon. You can learn more about it. I'm correct, Mark? Thank you. Yeah, fund, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. $2 a month, that's the requested amount. You can give more. A gentleman just gave $14 per month this week to that. We haven't had a whole, you know, avalanche of sign-ups, but everyone that signs up, it's like little drips in the bucket, right? Like we're adding in $2 here, $2 there, to the point where hopefully we'll get our satellite costs covered by people that support getting the ideas of liberty all around the globe. Because, yeah, it's great to have people understanding freedom next door or, you know, in your town or country. But having the whole, you know, people around the world with the ability to hear this message, especially in a place like Africa, where a lot of those countries are very disconnected as far as they don't have internet access. Because we're used to picking up LRN.FM on our smartphones or internet-connected device. But if you're out in the middle of the woods with no internet, you can still have a satellite dish, and a lot of people in poorer countries do. So this is a great way to get the ideas of freedom into any English-speaking homes in a lot of different places. And it's $2 a month. Go to fund, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. There's a three-minute video there. You can watch that and learn a lot more about it. Number 11 here before we get right back into your calls on the 11 things that this lady wishes you knew about her child-free marriage. And this one is just the wrap-up. It is that they're happy. She says, finally, as I mentioned earlier, my husband and I are H-A-P-P-Y. Our child-free marriage does not feel as if it's lacking. We're full of love, excitement, challenges, and we look forward to the future, even if babies aren't a part of it. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Hubert is on the line in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Hubert.
I love Hubert. Your show.
Hey, thanks, dude. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Six-time caller.
Wow,
I'll just share this
track
with you, and I'll be brief, is
okay.
That my lovely wife and I, we're married 30 years now. We got together 37 years ago. She was a hot 17-year-old tube-top-wearing waitress.
Right.
I was a cook, a year older than her at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a beautiful 13 years non-childless, or I don't know what
childless
word I'm using, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, she said to me at the time that we first got together at 17, she said, I'll be with you as long as you impregnate me by the time I'm 30. And apparently I did not remember it. And then come 29 years old of her age, she tells me right out of the blue, I'm going off the pill.
Uh-huh.
And I said, why? You know, I was concerned.
You'd forgotten.
Problem?
Yeah, right. She didn't forget.
And she said, you promised me you were going to impregnate me by the time I'm 30.
Okay.
Now, I could not argue with her. And so I did.
Yeah.
We lived all of our 20s, and this is my advice to the young people out there and to my two daughters that I have now. Please, take your time and live your life. But we went all that way, and then boom, we had two beautiful daughters 2 years apart. They both just graduated college 2 years apart. One's a teacher. One's an editor behind a movie camera. And they both have jobs now. They just
Great.
Graduated in May this year, and we could not be more proud. But we did go all through our 20s with no children, and I could not have lived a happier life. That's all I wanted to share,
guys. That's the best
time.
I really like 30 for an age to have kids.
That's what my parents did.
And the reason is because you get your 20s, and then you get your 50s, you know?
Right.
And you know, it seems to work out. You get both that time sort of as a mature individual, a middle-aged person on your own doing whatever it is that you want to do. If you want to hang out, watch the grandkids, by God, you know, or whatever it is you want to do, you can do that. But, you know, you can also travel and do those sorts of things when you're not too old.
Right, and because at you 40, had your 20s, you had the time to sort of find yourself and, you know, get a career going and earn some money to where when you finally do have the kids in your early 30s, then you've got a better, you know, nest egg or whatever to take care of it. Seems like a very responsible choice.
Excellent. That was a very good choice. And I gave the advice to both my daughters, and I think they're both going to follow the same advice.
All right, Hubert, great call, man. Thanks for a great way to wrap that conversation up, too, I think. And there's still a couple other folks here on the line. We're going to get to you with your thoughts about what you want. But that's basically what my parents did. They met in high school, and they didn't have children by choice until I think they were about 30 years old. It's about the same same exact story there. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, let's continue here. Chip is on the line in Enid, Oklahoma, listening to KZLS. Hey, Chip, go ahead.
Hi, guys. One of the perspectives I haven't heard discussed tonight is just something to consider. I'm 61 on the 62, and I have my brother and sister in law because of medical reasons, couldn't have children. I had three boys. And when you get older, I see a little sadness in them as they don't have offspring, and I think they've made wonderful parents. I think it's one of the things that dinks don't think about very often is, 40 years down the road, you know? And the grandchildren are like, totally awesome. They were, yeah. But, you know, but it's nobody's business. If you don't have kids, we shouldn't be looking at people weird or making them feel uncomfortable, and nor should they feel as though they're making us, offending us if they don't have kids. I mean, come on.
Right.
But the adults about this. But that's just a dynamic that I hadn't heard discussed, so I thought I'd throw my two cents worth in at today's inflated prices.
I agree. The you know, the fact is if you make a decision, there's going to be, you know, some people that make that decision that like their decision that they made. Some people are going to make that decision that dislike the decision that they made. And so, you know, either one of those is a decision. I'm sure there's somebody sitting out there thinking, my kids are a stinking disappointment. So I don't know.
Well, you know, there's that. One last thing, too. You know, the way the whole human system is designed and put together, one thing kids do teach you is sacrifice. And that's, at the time, a real pain in the keister. But in the long run, it works out well for you. If you think about it, if you want a six-pack abs, you got to do sit-ups, you got to get strengthened, and you got to sacrifice time and effort. And kids, he teaches to sacrifice. And I think in the long run, that is a gain for us in terms of our humanity and strength as a person. So that's another plus for
kids. It strengthens your resolve. I mean, as many times as I've wanted to beat my child within an inch of his life, right, and I haven't done it yet, I mean, that's resolve that's built in. It's steel that they can't take away from me.
Yeah, yeah. You're more of a mature person because of it. Person, yeah. It all comes out.
People are always telling me that.
Hey, Chip, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate you sharing and hearing from you. So if you didn't get in tonight, as I said, tomorrow is another fresh day here on Free Talk Live. The Bitcoin price, man, we've been keeping an eye on that here today. It's been a tough day, tough last week for Bitcoin. It's dropped down from like $2,500 to today, just below $2,000.
Don't pin your emotions on the Bitcoin price because it will come back.
I'm not pinning my emotions on it.
Do not bet against the coin.
It's going to be a rough, possibly a rough and tumble 2 weeks coming up here on August 1st. There's a big day for Bitcoin, and maybe we'll talk more about that tomorrow night. If you want to see more about it, go to freekeen.com. It's the top story there right now. We'll see you tomorrow. freetalklive.com.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by, but nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get bitcoins, and then spend bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing, and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.